presented by LendingTree. Here are today's contestants. A senior at Penn State from McLean, Virginia, Kylie Weaver. A sophomore at the University of Mississippi from Perryville, Missouri, London Lorenz. And a sophomore at UC San Diego from Sunnyvale, California, Alistair Gray. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, folks. Do sophomores rule? Well, so far in this college championship on Jeopardy, they appear to. We have two sophomores waiting in the wings. They have qualified already as semifinalists, representing Yale University and the University of Texas. And we have two sophomores competing today against a senior. Good luck to all three of you. Here you go, into the first round of play. One daily double awaiting you in one of these categories. All about April. How appropriate. Next, beverages. Anagrammed dorm essentials, followed by book title animals. We want you to state the state. And finally, you get to deal with the Drake Passage. Alistair, start.
Book title animals for 800, please.
Book 4 of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series is titled So Long and Thanks for All These. Alistair.
What are fish?
Yeah.
Title animals for 1,000, please.
Political tension surrounds two Turkish children in Ej Temel Kuran's The Time of Mute These Birds. The Time of Mute Swans. Back to you, Alistair.
Title animals for 600, please.
Sue Monk Kidd examined their secret life. Kylie.
What are bees?
Yeah.
Animals for 4.
Aslan represents one of the three title items in this first Chronicle of Narnia. London?
Where's the Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe?
Yep.
Title animals for 200.
John Grogan's Marley and Me is subtitled Life and Love with the World's Worst This. London.
What is dog?
Yeah.
Beverages for 1,000.
Sparkling grapefruit and sparkling blackberry are among the flavors of this four-letter brand of sparkling juice beverages. And that would be Izzy. Back to you, London.
Beverages, 800.
Its G organic thirst quenchers come in such flavors as mixed berry and passion fruit. Kylie?
What is Gatorade?
Gatorade, yeah.
Beverages for 6.
This Nestle powder started with the chocolate flavor, added banana, pulled banana, added strawberry. Kylie?
What is Nesquik?
Yes.
State the state for 2.
Once used by monarchs, Iolani Palace is a royal residence in this U.S. state. London.
What is Hawaii?
Good.
State the state, 400.
Also called Sunrise County, Washington County is in this state that sees the sun before the rest of us. London.
What is Maine?
Maine, you got it.
State 600.
Yellowstone National Park lies mainly in this cowboy state. Alistair.
What is Wyoming?
Yes.
The state for 800.
Answer there. The daily double. And you have just moved into second place with 1,400.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, for the lead. 4 U.S. states touch Mexico. This state's 140-mile border is the shortest.
What is New Mexico?
No, sorry. It's California, believe it or not. Yep, California. So you're at 0. Go again.
State the state for 1,000.
Named for the wife of King Charles I, this one of the original 13 colonies lies at the center of the eastern seaboard. London.
What is Maryland?
Yes.
Beverages, 400.
At the World of This Beverage in Atlanta, you can sample such international flavors as Fanta Melon Frosty and Sparletta Sparberry. London.
What is Coca-Cola?
Good.
Beverages, 200.
A 250-milliliter can of this top-selling energy drink that vitalizes body and mind contains 80 milligrams of caffeine, less than a cup of coffee. Alistair.
What is 24-hour energy?
No. London or Kylie? What is Red Bull? Red Bull. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment.
The Jeopardy College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Shop and compare loans, credit cards, insurance, and more.
This guy started LendingTree over 20 years ago.
To help people save money.
Who likes saving? Everyone. With the LendingTree app, you can shop and compare all kinds of loans and credit cards. Download the app now to see how much you could be saving.
Kylie Weaver is a senior at Penn State.
Why did you try out for this college championship?
On a whim, I had signed up to get the emails, like reminding me when the tests are. And in the fall, I got the email saying that the college tournament was happening. And it was like, all right, like I'll take the test. And then when I got invited to audition, I'm like, it's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people. So I went to Philadelphia. I had a really fun time. And then I got the call in January, and I just couldn't believe it. Like, it was almost like a dream come true that I didn't even know I had.
Well, sometimes great things come of a whim.
Yes.
All right. London Lawrence from Perryville, Missouri. Your majors are Arabic and International Studies, right?
Yes.
With a view to doing what?
Well, you know, I could marry a rich sheik in the Middle East, make a lot of money. That'd be fun. But right now, right now I'm looking at going to law school and really whatever opportunities come my way, you know?
London, this is a family show. Alistair Gray is a sophomore from Sunnyvale, California. He is a student at UC San Diego, member of an a cappella group that doesn't audition. What's going on there?
This group, shout out, a cappella choir, takes anyone who wants to show up, and you just show up a couple hours a week.
You don't even know how to carry a tune, and it's okay?
Yeah, they can't kick you out, so good for me.
Sounds like a good deal, boy. All right, let's get back into this. London, go ahead, make a selection.
Do All About April for 1,000.
The daisy is one special flower for those born in April. Another is this sweet one seen here. London.
What is the sweet pea?
Correct.
All About April, 800.
The 25th of April bridge spans the Tagus River in this Iberian capital. Kylie.
What is Madrid?
Nope. Oh. London.
What is Lisbon?
Lisbon, yes.
April, 600.
For Easter weekend, I'll bake you some of these three-word treats. Kylie?
What are hot cross buns?
Yep.
April for 4.
Often in April, Passover is celebrated with this meal at which the Haggadah is read. Celebrated at a Seder. Back to you, Kylie.
April for 2.
It was created as an environmental teach-in and first celebrated on April 22nd, 1970. Kylie?
What is Earth Day?
You got it.
Drake Passage for 2.
I know when this Drake song plays. That can only mean one thing. London.
What is Hotline Bling?
Yeah.
Drake 400.
Drake was born Aubrey Drake Graham in 1986 in this city he nicknamed The Six. London.
What is Toronto?
Correct.
Drake 600.
Drake was featured on her hit, What's My Name? He addressed their fling on his own song, Fireworks. London.
Who's Rihanna?
Yeah.
Drake 800.
On this TV series, Drake played Jimmy Brooks, a high school basketball star confined to a wheelchair. Kylie.
What is Degrassi?
I need the full title of the series.
What is Degrassi, Next Generation?
Thank you.
The Drake Passage 1000.
The video for this 2018 Drake song says it had a budget of $996,631.90, all of which was given away, as seen in the video. London.
What is God's plan?
You got it.
Dorm Essentials 1000.
For pranking other dorms, among other uses, repeat pilot. London.
What is toilet paper?
Yep.
Dorm Essentials 800.
To deal with leftovers, it may actually be aluminum. Iron lift. Alistair.
What is tinfoil?
Yeah.
600 in Dorm Essentials.
Things can get hot quickly with one of these. I vow cream. Kylie.
What is a microwave?
Microwave, good.
Same category for 4.
You can't see. Then suddenly you can. Hall fights. London.
What are flashlights?
Nope. Kylie or Alistair? London, you pluralized it, unfortunately. All right, the last clue. Don't miss 9 a.m. Poli Sci, Croc Llama. London.
What is alarm clock?
Yes, and that takes you to 7,400. Alistair is going first, though, in Double Jeopardy. We'll start that round right after this. All right, Alistair, you're in third place right now, which means you select first from these categories in the Double Jeopardy round. Architecture. The solar system. That narrows things down. The Olympic Games. old history, straight C's. Each response will contain a double C. And finally, we deal with things to the power of 10. Where do we start?
How about old history for 2000?
Cyrus the Great of this empire wanted to conquer Egypt. The next ruler, Cambyses II, did it. London.
What is Persia?
Yeah.
Architecture 2000.
We'll be frank. This architect designed Paris's Louis Vuitton Foundation Art Museum. As it turns out, he'll be frank. Kylie.
Who is Frank Lloyd Wright?
Nope. Alistair.
Who is Frank Gehry?
Frank Gehry, yes.
Old history for 1600.
Mark my words, the triumvirate that succeeded Julius Caesar's was Lepidus, Octavian, and this friend of Caesar. London.
Who is Mark Antony?
He's the one.
Old history, 12.
Built in the 3rd century BC on an island in the harbor, the Pharos of Alexandria was one of these structures. London.
What is a lighthouse?
Yes.
History, 800.
Greek words meaning people and rule gave this form of government its name back in the 5th century BC. London.
What is democracy?
Yes.
History, 400.
In 1187, Pope Gregory VIII called for the third of these military expeditions to the Holy Land. London?
What is a crusade?
Yeah.
Architecture 16.
It's the type of column from antiquity seen here. We'll help a little by saying it doesn't start with a vowel. Kylie?
What is Doric?
Doric, yes.
Architecture for 12?
A style popular in the late 1800s adds esque to this word for a palatial French home. Kylie.
What is a chateau?
Yeah.
Architecture for 8.
Martha's Vineyard is home to several of these cottages named for a sweet holiday treat. Kylie.
What is gingerbread?
Gingerbread, right you are.
And architecture for 4.
Around 2650 BC in Saqqara, an early one of these, rising in a series of 6 big steps, was made for King Zoser. Alistair.
What is a ziggurat?
A ziggurat? No. Kylie.
What is a pyramid?
Pyramid. A step pyramid. Yeah.
I'll take straight C's for 16.
The color of the packets on the right tells you they contain this compound. London.
What is sucrose?
No. Kylie.
What is saccharin?
Saccharin. Yes.
Straight C's for 2.
After the second, each term is the sum of its 2 predecessors in this sequence that begins 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. London.
What is Fibonacci?
Yes.
C's, 12.
Having gained the title, a new king does this to the throne. London.
What is ascend?
No. Alistair.
What is accede?
Accede, yes.
Straight C's for 800.
A person's usual job, or the seizure and control of territory by a foreign army. Alistair.
What is occupation?
You got it.
Straight C's, 400.
17th century pirates who raided Spanish colonies, or a 21st century team that may take on the Raiders. Kylie.
What are Buccaneers?
Good.
I'll take the Olympic Games for 4.
In 2016, Pernilla Blume of Denmark won the women's freestyle gold medal in this, the shortest Olympic swimming distance. Alistair?
What is 50 meters?
That's right.
Olympics, 800.
Still the world record holder in both, he won gold medals in the 100 meter and 200 meter running events in 3 straight Olympics. Kylie?
Who is Usain Bolt?
He's the one.
Olympics for 12.
Answer there. Daily double. All right, you've moved up. You're within range of the lead, certainly.
3,000, Alex?
3,000. All right, that'll put you close if you are correct. The United States last hosted the Summer Games in 1996 in this state capital.
What is Atlanta?
Atlanta is right.
Olympic Games for 16?
The 3 throwing events in the decathlon are the shot put, the javelin, and this one. London.
What is discus?
Good.
Olympics, 2000.
In 2014, Bodie Miller became the oldest alpine skiing medalist, and this 18-year-old U.S. woman became the youngest slalom champ. Alistair.
Who is Lindsey Vonn?
Nope. Who is Michaela Schifrin? Back to you, London.
Power of 10, 2000.
Fasting on the 10th of Tevet, the 10th month of the Jewish calendar, is done in memory of the siege of this city by Nebuchadnezzar. London.
What is Jerusalem?
That's the city.
1016.
The ballet Slaughter on 10th Avenue is fittingly titled, as that street is part of this infernal New York City neighborhood. London.
What is Hell's Kitchen?
Correct.
Power of 10 for 12.
The Council of 10 helped run this Italian island republic from 1310 until it was overthrown by the French in 1797. Kylie.
What is Corsica?
No. London or Alistair? What is Venice? Back to you, London.
Power of 10, 8.
This solid figure has 10 faces and a 10-letter name. London.
What is a decahedron?
Correct.
Power of 10 for 4.
Do this by riding a surfboard with all your toes curled over the board's front edge. Kylie.
What is Hang 10?
Yes.
Solar system for 8.
With its gravity 38% of Earth's, astronauts on NASA's projected 2030s mission to this planet will weigh two-thirds less than here. London.
What is Mars?
Right.
Solar system 2000.
Equal to about 230 million of our years, a galactic year is the time it takes for the solar system to make this trip. Alistair.
What is a trip around the Milky Way?
Yeah.
Solar system 1600.
Vesta, in the belt of these objects, is the brightest one in our solar system. Alistair.
What are asteroids?
Good.
Solar system 12.
Answer there. Nearly doubling. Giving you a chance to move up.
Yeah. All in.
All in. All right. Wait a minute. Show me that move again.
All in.
Oh, Jeopardy James, an influence on our college players. All right, Alistair, here is your clue. Believed to be made of metallic hydrogen, not water, the largest ocean in the solar system is on this planet.
What is Neptune?
Oh, darn. You should have gone for the biggest planet, Jupiter. So you dropped to zero. And now the last clue. You are a deprived generation. One of these hasn't put on a really good show in the Northern Hemisphere since Hale Bopp in 1997. Alistair.
What is a comet?
Comet is right, and that means you're going to be able to play in Final Jeopardy. All right, London, Kylie, and Alistair, take a look. Here's the Final Jeopardy subject. American authors, I hope you're well read. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
Lending Tree presents the College Championship.
The subject for Final Jeopardy today is American authors. Players, here's your clue. She published under her middle name. Her first name was Nell, Ellen backward, in honor of her grandmother, Ellen Finch. 30 seconds, good luck. We come to you first. What did you write down as your response? Who was Dickinson? Emily Dickinson is incorrect. So it'll cost you $3.99, leaving you with but a dollar. Kylie Weaver, you look as if you struggled with this one, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't come up with anything, and that's unfortunate. What did it cost you? $8,400. That leaves you with $2,000. London played extremely well, led most of the way, and wrote down as her response, the correct response, Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird. And what did you add? 1,401. Doesn't matter. You're a semifinalist. And for the third day in a row, folks, a sophomore wins the game. Will it happen again tomorrow? I don't know. Will we have sophomores competing? Tune in and find out.
The Jeopardy College Championship is presented by LendingTree.
tonight, extra steps to protect D.C. fire and EMS. The long, thorough process of decontaminating first responders. Plus, with the White House Easter egg roll canceled, what they plan to do with those commemorative eggs tonight at 11.
The federal government dusting off doomsday plans that could help with the coronavirus pandemic.
This is going to be the big mystery, is, you know, do any of these plans actually work?
The unique roles some agencies could play in a worst-case scenario, Thursday at 6.
Watching another round of storms move into our area, your timing at 11.